IPPI News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has again pledged to launch an incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel knows the U.S. is against it, and he's focused on sealing a ceasefire deal.
The Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise, and now it's on Hamas. And no more delays, no more excuses. The time to act is now.
Meanwhile, Charles Della Desma has a report on Gaza's displaced.
Dozens of children gather to receive food prepared by volunteers in Gaza's makeshift tent camp of Mawasi, which has become home to hundreds of thousands who fled from the northern region of the enclave when the Israeli military operation began. In the camp, they've been living in squalid conditions in scattered farm fields and waterlogged dirt roads. The UN and relief groups say Mawasi, which Israel has designated as a safe zone, is a poorly planned attempt to impose a solution for people who've been displaced, and they're dubious of the safety guarantee since Israeli airstrikes have targeted other areas where the army ordered people to go. Aid has been slow to get into Gaza, with long backups of trucks awaiting Israeli inspections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Standoffs between pro-Palestinian protesters and college administrators appear to be coming to a head. Columbia University threatening expulsions after protesters took over a building while police moved to clear an encampment at Yale. Meanwhile, Michael Sisick has the latest from Donald Trump's hush money trial.
The second week of testimony began in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, with the former president being fined $9,000. And he was warned by the judge that if he keeps violating the gag order in the case, he could go to jail.
And the Drug Enforcement Administration is moving toward reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. This is AP News. In the NBA playoffs, Denver's moving on. Bruce Morton on last night's clincher.
It wasn't easy, but the Nuggets eliminated the Lakers in five games, prevailing Monday 108-106. Once again, late heroics from Jamal Murray, who hit a 14-footer with 3.6 seconds left.
It's a team effort. You know, I can go and put 2 points at the end of the game, and that's how, you know, a lot of guys talk about, but like my teammates, man, like, I'm not the only one that's working out there.
In every one of the Nuggets' wins in this series, they came from behind. On Monday, the defending champs wiped out a 9-point third-quarter deficit. Playing through the pain of an injured calf muscle, Murray delivered a game-high 32-point effort. Next up for the Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Three games tonight. The 76ers can eliminate the Knicks. Orlando is at Cleveland, tied at two games apiece. And the Pacers are in Milwaukee, looking to close out the Bucks. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.